It's Rise and Stein. We're on Facebook Live. Just go to the Rise and Stein Facebook page or the Victory Facebook page. Click on the Facebook Live. It is a Passover Seder with Ray Haynes this morning. You know what
it's
I love?
It's a delicious Passover Seder.
You know what
Can
I love?
Can you tell the meal has begun? Can you tell?
About not having to adhere to the not only dietary laws, but also the ritualistic laws. We would never, growing up, even though God was not a part of our Passover Seder, which is wild, you know, that's crazy, think about that, we would never have been able to eat anything until the Passover Seder was over.
Wow.
So I like yours better.
Never have Passover with skinny people. You'll not like it. No.
Good morning.
So we are about halfway through, and so we are at the point where the meal begins. Like I said, I've switched a lot of stuff up. So if you go to a traditional Seder, one of the things I was always sharing is, you know, whether, like here in the South, obviously we tend to drink juice, but I know there's a lot of places where you would be drinking wine. And so there's this point in the Passover Seder, whether you drink, if you drink two full cups of juice or wine and you don't eat anything, you're still going to get sick by the time the Passover is about halfway over. So everything is mixed with water, and it's watered down anyway. So this Welch's juice, we added water to it. It's the blood of Jesus. That's why there's a flow of blood and water that came out. So there's a lot of symbolism, too. But also, the whole point of being able to eat at any point helps you to realize that since all the elements are of Jesus, and there's no commanded part to it. Why is that? Because the reality of that is each one of us has a different relationship with Jesus Christ, right? We experience things different. You may get saved at a different age. You may get baptized in the Holy Spirit different ways and different times and different seasons. You may be in ministry. You may be in lay ministry. You may be working a regular job. Your encounter with Jesus is your encounter with Jesus. So He never created the Passover that you'd have to just follow some ritual. He created it so you could be intimate with Him and know Him. And so that's what we're doing, helping you to find that intimacy with Jesus. And we hope that for now, for those of you on Facebook Live, this will be a little more relevant because we're going to start dealing with a lot more of the symbols now that are on the actual Seder plate. Since I've been eating, I now have to have some water or not going to be able to talk anymore. Okay, so this part, the meal begins. Exodus 12 lists five things that are important about the meal, which is Jesus. Number one.
Can I interrupt for a second? Kathy is watching on Facebook Live, and she says she is open to encountering Jesus.
Mm.
Well, you're at the right place.
So can we help her encounter Jesus now?
Yes. Well, Father, we've asked you, and we'll ask you 100 times more. God, would you just reveal yourself? Mm. Lord, it's not something we can do. And Lord, if we did it, it would be absolutely worthless. But Lord, you make yourself real to us. You reveal yourself. You've laid down your life for us. You came, you put on flesh for us because you loved us. And for Kathy, Lord, you literally put on flesh, laid down all your glory because you loved her. You didn't let the world end before you created her.
That's right.
You won't let the world end before you save her and set her free. So, Lord, we ask that this meal, this time, would be the place where she would encounter you and even discover who you are. Mm. But, Lord, it has to be a miracle. It just has to be a miracle. Right. So, Lord, you have to do that work in her. So, Lord, awaken her heart right now. Allow her to ask you in to, as she takes the food in and the lamb in, as we eat all of these things, we take them into us. Lord, we ask that not just Kathy, but many would be this day and this night and the days ahead, we begin to receive you, that they might know you, and that even as you take something into your body breaks it down and goes to every cell. And Lord, that's just what you do. You fill us to the uttermost. You save us to the uttermost. And this is not just a one-time thing. You save us for eternity that we could spend with you. So, Lord, wipe away sin. Wipe away all the things that hinder God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Kathy, if that was your moment, when we're done talking in this particular segment, call us at 770-781-9150. We would love to pray with you, celebrate with you, and point you in the direction of a church in your area that preaches God's word. Wow, what a cool thing this morning on Facebook Live to get a note like that.
And I do pray all of you would encounter Jesus. I was telling Michaela earlier, when I was early teens, when my oldest brother did a Passover Seder at our house, it was the first time, and I was somewhere between, I guess, really knowing Jesus, and it so awakened me to who Jesus was that I think it just set me up to have a profound relationship with Jesus, because I could no longer, I didn't have to imagine anything. There were things I was seeing and touching, was going, wait. And I just realized, I thought, you've done this 3,500 years ago in Egypt for me. You died on a cross 2,000 years ago for me. And it became very personal. So I'm just going to keep laying these out for you and see if you can encounter Jesus. So, five things in the meal. This is back in Exodus. Then they shall eat the flesh of the lamb on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head, its legs, its entrails. You shall not let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it till morning you shall burn with fire. So you have roasted in fire, unleavened bread, bitter herbs, and you have to eat all of it. And lastly, you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. You'll eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. So let's break it all down. Number one, why is it roasted in fire? Hebrews 12, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom, so you don't just receive Jesus, you receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Mm. Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So even in the Passover meal, you have this all-consuming fire. God, you don't have to go, oh, he's going to destroy me. No, he's going to destroy all your sins. He can consume every one of your failures and sins. Why is there no leaven? 1 Corinthians, therefore purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Bread without leaven means to live without pride and sin. So the real issue isn't about yeast or any of those things. It's waiting and hesitating. So whether you're young or old, or whether you've thought about walking with Jesus, what's holding you back? And if you are a Christian, what's holding you back? Seriously, mm-hmm. What are you holding on to that's causing you to pause or wait or hesitate walking closely with God? Because just beginning isn't the story. It's forever. You know, I was saved when I was nearly 16. I'm going on 55. It's been a long time. There's a lot of things that made me hesitate along the way. Mm-hmm. That's why the leaven issue is there. Why do you eat bitter herbs? It makes us recall the bitterness of slavery. Sin, like the bitter herb, tastes sweet at first. Oh, but it gets bitter, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It does. Why must you eat all of the lamb? Well, it's not about still being hungry. You can't pick and choose the parts of Jesus you like, neglect the others. You can't come and go.
Whoa.
Step on your toes.
Say that again.
You have to eat all of the lamb, and it's a gross thing. Let me just show you what it said again. So you when you read the verse, you go, what? I do what? You said you eat its head, its legs, its entrails. Let none of it remain until morning, and what remains until morning you shall burn with fire. So all of it has to be consumed. Which at first you go, I don't get that at all. But you can't pick and choose the parts of Jesus you like and neglect the others. You can't come and go. It's not just your presence inside that house behind a door covered in blood that keeps you safe. The presence of the Lamb inside of you is what keeps you safe. And so it's Jesus in you. And so, you know, if you struggle, you know, the wonderful thing about Passover is when you come to it, you may have never walked with Jesus before, but you may have different things. You may have been offended by this person or that person. You might have a parent or this, you know, it could be so many different people that hurt you. And so you throw that on Jesus. And so you don't approach him. And of course, he's your only deliverer. Why do you eat it clothed and ready to leave? Well, we live clothed in Christ, no longer see sin as our home.
Right.
That's a big change right there. We can't let little sins creep into our lives and go unchecked, because if we get distracted, we can find ourselves in the world, as in Egypt, while our people and God have left with our destiny. Do you see how significant and how huge that is? So here's what we're going to do. You saw I broke the middle piece, right?
Yeah.
So this one's a little longer because we've got a few things to do, but we're going to break the top piece of bread.
Okay.
All right. Boom. And along with the remaining part of the middle piece, you can now, I'll have to hand this out because you all have your own bread, but you can now begin to eat this as part of your meal too. The reason is the top is the Father, the middle is the Son. So the Father gave us the Son. He's given us access to everything through him. So we'll eat that bread together. So first of all, am I the only one that has, well, actually there's salt on your matzah, but here's the another symbol is salt. You take a pinch of salt, you add it to your matzah. Mark 9, for everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. Colossians 4, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So salt preserves, it purifies. We are the salt. Jesus is the bread. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take, oh, it's a lot of salt. Okay. Pour slowly. I'm going to share that salt over here. So you're going to take that salt and put it on the matzah and eat that matzah.
Those are actual chewing sound effects.
If
you're not watching on Facebook Live and you're just listening, that's actual. That's not a thing.
Here you go. Okay. My mom taught me not to talk with my mouth full. Okay, the lamb, obviously a reminder of the Passover lamb. And as this is the meal, eat as you desire because you have to eat all of it. Never have you listened to radio with people chewing. We still have more, though, so.
Hi to Priscilla. Hi to Nick and Deborah and Christina and Norma watching on Facebook Live. People all over the world, including Abu Dhabi and Canada and the UK, states all around the United States. Just tune in to Facebook Live by clicking on the Risenstein Facebook page and the Victory Facebook page and let us know where you're watching. We're going to come back?
No. We still have this.
Okay.
That's the last part of it.
Okay.
All right. So I know I've given you so many poignant pauses, I'm throwing you off. This is the second cup, so it's also part of this meal portion. Now, a normal Passover Seder, you deal with the plagues of Egypt because the cup corresponds to, I will free you from being slaves to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the plagues in Egypt were blood, frogs, lice, insects, cattle, disease, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the slaying of the firstborn. I broke those down in the Gods of Egypt yesterday, which I highly recommend you listen to because it just will open your eyes to what in the world God was doing. Moses releases and stops the plagues as God directs them. So for Christians, when we look at this, this is an unusual part for us because we know that the world is going to end. And for some, they want the rapture to come and to be out of here. But see, we're Moses. We are the church. We're the kingdom of God on the earth. We're his hands and feet. The tribulation is mostly against the Antichrist, right? Like Moses and the Israelites in Goshen partnering the Lord in prayer, the end-time church releases and stops the plagues as God directs. Here's the plagues that are coming. The trumpets are hail, fire, and blood. Seas turn to blood. The death of sea creatures and destroyed ships. Bitter water from a meteorite. The sun, moon, and stars struck, and darkness comes. Locusts like scorpions the size of horses.
And this is all in Revelation.
Correct.
Yeah.
Four angels bring death worldwide, not just in Egypt. Two witnesses preach, are killed, and resurrected. There's earthquake and war. There's dragons. There's two beasts. You got the 666 and the 144,000 redeemed. You have the great harvest, the winepress of the wrath of God. So the rapture is at the end of it, not the beginning of the tribulation. Otherwise, the hands and feet of Jesus would be gone when the great harvest arrives. So this cup is an unusual cup. Whether you're Jewish and you're remembering the plagues, or whether you're a Christian and you're looking forward, why is it unusual?
Right.
For the very reason we started this break talking to Kathy, this is the reality. Death comes for every single one of us.
Yep.
And for some, in that tribulation, it's going to come and there's no hope. That is their end. They'll be thrown into the lake of fire. We, of all things, Jesus did not come so that would happen. He came so that people would be set free. So
Amen.
You drink this cup, not with joy, but with sadness, because the reality is, it is a reality. And this reminds you to share your testimony, to pray for people, to love and to care, and to bear one another's burdens, to sacrifice, because it could be the difference of life or death for that person. So this cup that I already poured for you. Drink it all, and as you do, ask God to bring salvation.
Mm. Tanya, listening in California, watching on Facebook Live in California. We welcome in everybody watching on Facebook Live. You're watching a live Passover Seder. I'm just guessing. It's never been done before, especially this time of morning. But a live Passover Seder on Risenstein at Victory 91.5. Ray Haynes is teaching this. All of the teachings posted up at the Facebook pages. And this link to the Facebook Live will go up after the show. And you can share that with friends. But if you are watching, share it with people. Put it on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And what people are going to hear, maybe ones that you've been praying for, they're going to hear Jesus through this Passover Seder.
Amen.